He had lived in Texas all the last, well, I guess he was there about 25 years, maybe 30 before he died. Mm. He's been dead now some time, but he was. And he had, they have a collection of books at OU that is in a, well, it was written up in the Oklahoma Today. Do you see that?
Yes,
magazine?
I think that's where I saw the name, the collection or something like that.
And his wife gave that to, they were both graduates of OU. Her father was a dentist in Norma, and she was a very close friend of mine when we were girls. And so I've always kind of kept up with the knowing what they were doing and everything about them.
Did you ever burn coal here?
Oh, yes, we burned coal. Now that's a very unpleasant thing to burn.
Yeah. Get that old black stuff.
But
over.
We, with the shortage of wood, we had to burn coal, only I refused to burn it in the cook stove because you had to take off that lid. Some people call it an eye. I was amused several years ago, we were getting them. Well, it was the 50th year of home demonstration work, 50th anniversary, and we were getting together a collection to show at our fair and take to the city fair for our educational. And we had the 50 years ago on food preparation and preservation. And then they had this year, the 50th year, 15 regular sized cars and about 30 to 32 of the little foreign cars or the little midget cars on those racks.
Boy.
And they're beautiful when all those, when they're loaded with cars and all those colors in them. Well, all that color, you know, they're all different colors. Very attractive.
What did you keep your coal in when you wanted to pour it in your stove?
Coal scuttle.
One of those with a lip?
Yeah.
Did you say you had to cook on that wood stove at the 50th year?
Well, no, we didn't cook. We just had it to show. But we sent one of the younger women out. She knew where, she thought she knew where she could get one.
Uh-huh.
And she come back and she told us about it. And she said it's a four burner. We older folks fell over because
they were all four burners.
Well, no, there some of them. Some of them just had two.
Was that a monkey stove with two?
Yes, and then there was a larger monkey stove, or a laundry stove.
Had the bun warmer up on top?
Yeah. You folks are terribly distracting. Between you and the trains, we can't run our recorder.
Well, I'll go ahead and kill it.
Recorder at all.
Go ahead and cut. Go ahead. Don't stop. Go ahead and cut. Yeah, I get somebody with a violin here and get a couple dogs. They have a great old time. What did you call that old black stuff that used to get in your stovepipe?
Soot.
That was dismal, wasn't it?
Yes. Especially when you had to clean it out and half of it came down in your room where you were.
I had a roommate once from Tennessee, and he said on Christmas Day, one year he climbed up on the roof and threw a firecracker down the chimney, and it hit and bounced around there and went in his sister's stove somehow or other, and went off in there, blew the lid off, blew the door open, and just covered the room with little black stuff.
I bet it did too. I know what had happened with that kind of thing.
Oh, that crazy nut. What pieces of furniture did you have?
Oh, we had practically anything and everything we have today.
Did you eventually, well, what would you call that piece of furniture in there against